And that Samach Tes Amid Aleph Chaytech Me'uber, we hear in the Mishnah Chaytech Me'uber Shebemeyeho, if he cut a chalik of the Uber in the Me'ayim, and that chalik was in the Uber, was in the aim Bishas Shchitos, even though it's Chotuch from the Uber, it's not Mechuber at all to the aim, is Mutter Ba'achila. That becomes Mutter Ba'achila. That's what we hear in the Mishnah. Minolam, so the Gemara is, how do we know this halachas? Tachsiv, it says in Ga'ei, says in Ra'i v'chol behema mafcheses parso v'shoysas shesa shtei pchosois alas geire ba behema oisa teichelo. So on this posik there's a yitter that says twice behema v'chol behema mafcheses parso then alas ba behema oisa teichelo. So the Gemara darshins behema ba behema. So what's the yitter aloshin? That the Pasuk is coming to tell us if you have a behemoth in a behemoth, so you're allowed to eat it. That's coming to tell us that the Shechitas Ha'aim is Mahani Levlat. So the Gemara asks, Elamiato Yami, so it comes out that the first behemoth is going on the Uber. That's the behemoth Bavhemoth. And the Pasuk called the Uber a behemoth. The Gemara says, if the Uber is considered a behema, elama'ata yamiru boy, so then there should be a din t'mura. That if you were meimer on an Uber, you were meimer from an Uber, so let's say you have an Uber shel kochim, and you took a behema's chulin, and you said that the behema's chulin should be a tamure on the Uber of Kochim. So lachayre, since the Uber is called a behemoth, so there should be a din tamure. Elamayato yamiru boy. Let us see Rashi so far. It says behema ba behema. Shadya behema dereisha, a behema de seife. The behema dereisha is going on the behema de seife. Bedroish hochi. Behema hanim tzeis behema a behema that's in a behema techel ela meyada. So the Gemara says koyul ushlil kori behema. That means a ben tes chadoshim is called a behema yamiru. So there should be a din tmure from an uber im hevi behema schul and etzel behema skotchim uberes. Yet a behemoth kochim that was muberes, and the Uber was also kodesh. V'omar harei zu, he said this behemoth chulin should be tmuras Uber shel zu. So if this Uber is called a behemoth, tehi tmure. The gavi tmure behemoth ksiv. By tmure, you can only make tmure by a behemoth. From a behemoth, on a behemoth. V'imhomer yomer behemoth bivhemoth. Al Kaponim, you see, by Tmure, you need that both should be behemoth. And you're telling me now that an Uber is called a behemoth. Alom Osnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Memirim, Loi Eivorin Beubrim. That means if he wants to say, he wants to take an Eivor of a behemoth, Kulin, and he says that this should be a tmure from an uber of a behemoth kodesh. V'loi uberin beivorim. He wants to say that an uber shel chulin should be a tmure on an eiver of a korban. V'loi eivorim v'uberin b'shleimin v'loi shleimin b'hem. And you also can't make a tmure an Eiver and an Uber, and you can make a Tmura from a Uber and Eiver and a Behemish Lame. So the Kasha is, why not? It says, a Behema Bivheim, im Homer Yom Behema Bivheima. You're telling me an Uber is called a Behema. So why can you make a Tmura on an Uber or from an Uber? Let's see what Rashi says. Ein meimirin, kloimer, doesn't mean you're not allowed to be meimer. Im heimer ein mumer, it means that the tmura is not chal. The whole meimirim the tmura dievetu, the bechlal, the whole concept of tmura is also, you're not allowed to do it, only if he did it, the morim b'shmaita kamaisa the birka kame, the beginning of Maseches Chulin. Loi eivorim b'ubrin. Eiver behemas chulin zu, the eiver of this behema of chulin tmura, tachas uber behemas kochim zu. Bloi uberin beivorin, uber behemas chulin zu, tmura beraglo shal behemas kochim zu. Bloi uber beivor beshleimim. So we see you can't be matvis, Hashem tmura nan uber amalav behema mikri. So we see that an Uber is not called a behemoth. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela omakra v'chol behemoth l'rabbi says hablad. So what does Rashi say? Ela lav mi behemoth nafke. We don't learn out from the word behemoth. Ela mikol nafke, vidashin from the kol, vahochi dorish. Kol mafreses parse babehema techelu. So it's a kol mafreses parse babehema techelu. And forget about the behema, kol mafreses parse babehema techelu. Ella lav mi behema nafke. What does Rashi say again? Ella lav mi behema nafke. Ella mi kol nafke. Vahochi dorish kol mafreses parse ba behema teichelu. So lechere, this is a posik in Parshas Shmini. This is Shmini. Oh, Shmini is aleph posik. Gimel the posik says. Kol mafreses parse ba behema eisa techelu. So it could be Rashi means this posik, the posik in Shmini. Masas chol behema, which is the posik in Re'ei. Al kaponim, so fakert, not that it's called a behema, but we learn out from this posik that whatever is in the behema is mutter. Kol mafreses parse behema techel, kol mekor shetimtza behema echel. So whatever you find in the behema you could eat, so therefore, but the uber is not called a behema. Like the Gemara, Yochi, if we have a blank statement that whatever is in the aim is nita b'shrita sa'aim, Yehochi afilu choytech minat choylo minat loyes nami. So if he cut off a piece of the spleen or the kidneys, so also should be mutter. Alomat nan, we learned in the Mishneh, choytech min ha'uber shebemeyeo mutter ba'achila. Minat choylo minat loyes also ba'achila. If we have it says Kol Asher BaBehema, so whatever is in the Behema is Mutter, they should include the Tchol and the Kloyes. So the Gemara says, Omar Kro, Oiso Shleima V'loi Chaseira. It says, Oiso Teichelu. So this is Oysa Techelo, this is in Shmini, it says Oysa, yeah, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph Gimel, it says Eisa Techelu, and here in Re'ei also, here we don't know which part, also says Eisa Techelu. Okay, so let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Eisa Techelu ki shishleima. Achel kol hanimtza b'seicha. You can eat whatever is in the behema. That's kol behema. Avol shichas. That's when it's oisa, when it's shleima. Kol hanimtza, if the nimtza is not mechasel, the shleimis of the ein. Avol shichas seira. Shanimsa b'seicha migufa hu shenechsa mimena. That means if the nimsa b'seicha takes away from the oisa, b'seicha la nimsa. So that's the drash. The drash is oisa seichelu, that you kol asher b'vehema teichelu, when, if that what is behema is not taking away from the oisa, is not taking away from the yain. So then you could, then there's a din koil hashev avheima teichelu. But if it's taking away from the oisa, that means there's missing a chelik of the oisa, then there's no heter of teichelu. Like the Gemara, fine. So, but we have now, we don't need a behema vavheima, koil hashev avheima teichelu. Like the Gemara, so if that's the case, el ma'ata, a sheikhet as a behema, umotza bo demus yoyne tishteri. A person shechted a behema and he found a demus yoyne. So that's kela sheba behema. There's no chesson in the shleimus of the aim. So there should be muta. Aloma omar rab yoychenen, a sheikhet as a behema, umotza bo demus yoyne, osor bachila. Elamiyato, so Rashi says that the Rashta called Babahema, so Mamela, we should be matter at the Musyoina. So the Gemara says, Be'inon prosais v'leka. There's another tonight. Be'inon prosais Babahema. That what is in the Babahema has to be Bale prosais. Being a prosais Babahema, that was in the Babahema. Dochi mashme, shtei proseis, umalas geira, han nimtseis, bebehema techelu. That the nimtseis behema has to be, shtei proseis, umalas geira. Ademus yoine doesn't have this. Frech de gemore ele miyato, kolut bimei poro litsa. Bebezoi, if you have a uber that is kolut, It's not mafris parsa, so it's not proseis ba behema. So ibazoi, so that should be also. You need proseis in the behema. A kolot is the hooves are not split, so it's not proseis. So the Gemara hotoni de Rabbi Shmuel ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It says parsa ba behema teichelu. It says parse and it says process. So the posik is telling us that the nimsa b'behema can either be a bal process or a bal parse. But a demus yoyne is neither. Let us see what Rashi says. Call it a ton of b'shmol keb shimim atzinu mishnas midroshe ishar b'shmol ke talmidom shar b'shimim yechoy. Parse b'behema techelu, kroksiv parse, Mefreses parsa, wenn sie steht parosseis, auch sie parosseis. Eise sie timtza, whatever you find in the behema, oi parsa, behema, oi parosseis. Aber joine eine loi parsa, wo loi parosseis. A joine is neither. So my mele, that's why a joine is also. Now let us see Taisvis. Alome Omar Rabbi Eichanin, השייכת בהמה ומוצא בו דמוס יוינה עושה באכילה. זה לגמור אנצרד באינן פרוסייס ולקה. נראה. So now Taisvis says, what is the Taich, דמוס יוינה? nire davke nokat de mus yaine. That what was found in the behemah was like a yaine. Shehu also gam kshe yotza lavir hoilo. At the mus yaine, which will leave this behemah, is also, when it leaves the behemah, lefi she'enei miskayim. It's a lav ba'kayome. That means a demus yoyne, even though as an uber it's existing, but when they leave the aim, it won't exist. Lefi gam she'yitzel, shehu osa gam she'yitzel laviro, ilo mefi she'enei miskayim. Avo moza bo behemah gemure, Sharoi liya is mutter, but what if you'll have a dmus behema? The ragler ragla yoine, and it has ragla yoine, or shein lo raglayim klau, mutter. Then it'll be mutter. The loima mait rab yoichenin midi sharoi liya is mutter kshayetzi la virhoilo. Rab yoichenin is not memayet something that if it goes out, Laviroilam will be mutter. Dahi choshev kemafris parse the yisnita b'shchitasima. If when it leaves the behemah, it will be mutter. So zicha be mutter. So that is a shame mafris parse when it's b'meimai. The loy alchinam tofas Rab Yochanan the musyoyne leinokat uber sharaglav the musyoyne euber shein reilaglay. Chiporich kolot b'meim elitza libe de Rav Shimon davke porich da osalek sheyotza lavir oilam kedefrish Yisrael. Now I'd like to elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying. The Ran brings down Shitas HaTosfos. The Tosfos holds the lav beparse mamish talya milse. That what the Gemara said you need. The Gemara says that the musyain is no good, but beinen parseis veleke. So the Ran says Tosfos holds you don't need parseis bepoil. That means if you'll have a demus behema that doesn't have parseis, or has ragla yoine, it'll be kosher. What do you need? You need a mean sheyeshloi parse. It has to be a mean that has a parse. That's what you need. You don't need parses before you. You need a mean sheyeshloi parse. Hilka. Motza bo demus behema. So if he found in, he found a demus behema, afa pisha ragler keyoine muta. The mikol mokim mean sheyeshloi parse. That's a mean that has parse. But the mus yoina, apa pisha ragler ke ragle behema, you'll have a mus yoina that is raglaim like a behema, is a sure. Kivin shein bemina parsa. So the Ran says pshat, that another, so the criteria is not that you need process, you need a me that is a foul process. In other words, you need a behema. You need a mean behemoth, that's what you need. The Rashba says, Lefi Divrei Rabbi Sein is going according to Tosfos, Loi bin in parse, veloi prosais, that's, Ela dmus behemoth, you need a dus behemoth. The ikel of me, so the Loshna Gemara is very schwer. When we learn the Gemara says, bin in parse, is velekame, that's irrelevant. You have a dmus yoyne that has parse, is no good. You have a behemoth, it is ragla yoyne is good. So what is the Muslim by parses? So the Rashba says, loy bin in parse, veloy parses, ala dmus behemen. Vikala meime, mishum dechsiv parses vikra, the posik speaks about parses, behem sin monim le behema, noke parses. Vareze kemisha omar, beinen dmus behema veleke. You have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. The Gemara does not mean you need parses. You need a mean sheyesh by parses. In other words, you need a mean behemoth. Fat Alderan and Rajba Lum Shatan Taisis. The Teferes Yaakov says, if you learn Taisvis Elech, it doesn't seem that that's what Taisvis is saying. Now let's again see Taisvis. Nire davke nokat demus yoine, shu osa gam kshayetzi lavir hoilom. The Mishayna is also kshayetzi lavir hoilom, lafi sha'ine miskayim. Aber motza bo behime gemure, שרוי לי יש מותר, ברגלי רגלי יינה, שאין לו רגליים כלל, מותרת. תייסביס, says אפס תחסורן, תחסורן of הדמוס יינה is, תייסביס says אפס אינו תחסורן, because גם שייצי להעביר הוילום, ולביוסר, שהוא עושה גם שייצי להעביר הוילום, פי שיינה מסקיים. So, if the vote is you need the mus behime, that's the criteria. So, why does Taisus tells us a scientific fact? An uber that is a mus yoine that was born from a behime will not live. Okay, but why is that a factor over here? It's a different factor. You need a pesazoi, parso, a process, parso, is gematri in the mus behime. That's what the Rashba says. No one to say the mus behime. The mus says, Taisvis seems to be saying something else legamri. So the Tveres Yaakov says, Amoridike Pshatan Taisvis, Abasmam Ishmuimdik. He says Pshatan Taisvis that these psukim are telling us, the Pasuk is telling us what is mutter bimei habehema. It's telling us it has to have process. So he says, the Pasuk is telling us that even though, just like according to Rab Shimon, we'll learn over the Taisus again, just like according to Rab Shimon, that a behema klute, if it doesn't have hooves, and a gomo be made pola, and it leaves the behema according to Rab Shimon, it's also be mutter. So the Pasuk is telling us that there is a matter of Bavahema, even though outside it's Asa, but inside it's Mutter. That's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. Sai according to Rab Shimon, and the Sai according to us. So he says the Pasuk is telling us at the Mus Yaina, which normally would be Asa, but if it would have a Parsa, it'll be Mutter. The Pasuk is telling us a heter. The Pasuk is telling us with a parsa, the Mushyayna will be mutter. You have a Mushyayna without a parsa, you'll have a Mushyayna without a parsa, then it's also. That means whatever is mutter bachut zicha mutter bifnim. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that what is also bachut will be mutter bifnim under certain conditions. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us if we have at the Mus Yoyne Bachutz is also, with Parsis, without Parsis, it won't live. It's also. It doesn't have any chiyus. It's a nefel. It won't live. So Memela, but the Pasuk is telling us, but if it has a Parsis, it'll be Mutter. The Parsis is Matter, Babahima is Matter if it has a Parsis. Now let's see again the Lashon of Taisvis. Aloma b'yechon ha-sheichet ba'im ha-motza bo the Moshiyayna osa, ba'achile be'ina on parsois, the Moshiyayna kola shebe ba'ima, so why is that the Moshiyayna osa? The Moshiyayna means that it's mamish a-yayna from head to toe, that it doesn't have parsois either. Why is that the Moshiyayna osa kola shebe ba'ima? So Moshiyayna says, no, there's another tonight, you need parsois. That Bavahema needs parsis, nire. Dav genokat the Mushyayne. So shuhu also gam shiyetzi lavir oilom. This is also shiyetzi lavir oilom. Vishayne miskayim. So memele, and that the Torah says, but if it's Bavahema and it has a parsa, it will be mutter. There you need a parsa. that the Moshayna is also because you need parses. If you'll have parses, then the Moshayna will be mutter. Aber Motsa ba behema gemure, sharoi liyais mutter. The Pasuk is telling us what the behema is matter, which like this would be also. But if like this it would be mutter, Motsa ba behema gemure, sharoi liyais mutter. Ve ragleo ragla yoyne, nez ragla yoyne, shein lo raglaim klau, mutteres. The loyme mayit Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan never said you need parses. Midi shoroi li is mutak sheyeitzi lavi roilam. The pasuk isn't telling us that sheyeitzi lavi roilam it's mutter and it's usher in the baveime. Dahi choshev kemas mafris parsel is nita beshchita simach. Kemoy shechoshev kemafris parsel sheyeitzi lavi roilam. Whatever is mutter outside of the baveime is zicha mutter inside. So memele, if you'll have a behemoth that has ragla yoyne, so that'll be mutter outside. What's wrong with the behemoth? Or it doesn't have any, any feet. So that behemoth should be mutter outside. So inside it shouldn't be any chasor. The achin and tofes Rabbi Yechon and the musyoyne will not get uber she ragla of the musyoyne. A uber she ain't real aglai. Chiporich call it b'mei meilitza when the Gemara is takasha that you need process in order to be matter inside what is also outside. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. That Chiporich the also like sheyeitzi lavir oilam kedefrishis leil. That's how the Tiferes Yaakov learns pshat and taisvis. Zok the Gemara weiter Rabbi Shimi bar Ashi Oma. So it comes out. It comes out that we fell off from the drosha behema va behema, that really an uber is not called a behema, and that is why we can't make a tmuran an uber, and the heter of a ben tekuwe, the heter is derived not from behema, by behema, but kill by behema, whatever, kill by behema. And that's why when Mabba and Uber, there's a tnai, there's a process, parsa. Davshimi barashi yoma, loilam ki de kamrit mikov. No. The drash is take behema, by behema. No, that's the drash. Udiko kashaloch, ain't me miri. So he had a problem. So why can you make a tamura on an Uber? Why can you make a tamura on an Uber or from an Uber? Hamani Rab Shimoni. This Mishnah that says Eim Amirim is going according to Rab Shimon. The Makish Tamura Lamaisa. Rab Shimon is Makish Tamura Lamaisa Behem. Ma Maisa Behem. Einei Noyeg Beivorim Beubrim. Af tmura eina neheges beiborim v'ubrim. That is the Rashi. The Rashi, kidamorem meikore do ubarikri behema. An uber is called a behema. Behema ba behema. If an uber is called a behema, why can you make a tmura from an uber? For different reasons. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. Taima lav mishum do uber lav behema. El mishum de makish tmure lemaisa, de zahekish tmure, tmaisa behema bemeseches tmure beperikam. This nan, Omar Rab Shimon asked, v'loi maisa bechlal kola kadoshim hoya. Maisa behema is a kolvun like all other kodshim. V'loma yotso, receive kol maisa boke betzoin, lo yevaker bein toiv l'ro, v'lo yemirenu. So why did the Torah have to say, Allah, you can't be meimer, meiser behemer? Meiser behemer is like all of the kotshim. If there's a love of leimer, and so it applies to meiser behemer. Loma yotza, lahakish, that is a hekish, the dint mura to meiser behemer. Ma meiser kol ben yochid, just a meiser is a kol ben yochid. So memele yotze kol ben tzibur. So we learn out from here that a kol ben tzibur, there's no din tmura. Uma maisa kotche mizbeach. Yotsu kotche bedek abayis. This is a memra of Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon said, we learn out from this, that what the Torah specified, loy yimirenu, by maisa behime, we learned out that the whole din of Tmure is dafke by an animal dumye the maisa behime. That means it's a korban yochid, it's a kotshe mizbeach. That's atkan loshen Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon Barashi said, so if we have this hekish that the hold in Tmure was only said on something that's doime lemaisa behime, so kardoik mino nami ma maisa reina beubrim veivorim the bini yaver tachas hashovet. Maisa behime is something that is roi laver tachas hashovet. So memele, so you can only make a tmura on something that's yechayl laver tachas hashovet tachas hashovet lafuki eborim buub. Av tmura, so tmura is also the same thing. So this is according to Rav Shimon. Av leman de loy makish memirim de uba ikri behim. So memele, so Rav Shimon Barashi wants to say the first roshe is an emesed roshe. The first Rosh is an emesed Rosh, and Lemaise, Kol Ba'Behema Teichelu, Behema Ba'Behema is coming to tell us that an Uba is called a Behema. And therefore, like other Tanoim, according to other Tanoim, you can take and make a Tmura from an Uba, because it's called a Behema. But this Mishnah, you brought a Mishnah, Alomas Nan, Ein Mamirim Ubrim, this Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon has a Hekish that the Din Tmura was only said on something that's Zroi Liyas Maisa Behime, has the characteristics of Maisa Behime, so Mamela, by Maisa Behime it has to be Yaver tachas hashavet, so an uber is a lav bar havores and a mele. So an uber, there's no din tmura. I said, he's moisif on the drash we had till now. I said, the drash of Rav Shimon was just speaking about the kedusha of maisa behemet. It's a kol ben yochid. It's a kotche mizbeya, lafuki, kol mitzibur, and kotche bedekabayis. Rav Shimon Barashi went a step further. Rav Shimon Barashi said, no, the hekish goes that you can only make a tmura on something that it's, not talking about kedushas maisa behima, we're talking about leimerenu's going out on the kedusha. We go, it has to have all characteristics of a mean that's roila maisa behima, and in order to be roila maisa behima, it has to be yava tachas hashovet. So Mamela and Uba was Nifka from the Din Tmura. Umenot Aimre. So Mamela, now Rav Shimon Barashi said, I'll prove this to you, that this Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. So Mamela, so that's why there's no Din Tmura by Uba. Umenot Aimre. So Gemara says this now. We learned a Mishnah and the Sefer of this Mishnah says as follows. That Rabbi Yossi was choylik on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that you cannot make a tmura on a volim. So Rabbi Yossi made a kal v'chomer. Or he made a limut. V'aloi b'mekdoshim. By tchilas hegdish. If a person wants to be magdish something, Rabbi Yossi Tainet, just like by Tchilas Hegdish, Just like by Tchilas Hegdish, the halacha is, if a person is magdish, a regal of a behemoth to be an oila, so the din pashta kedusha bekula. That means a person says, raglis, what you lay to my legis, tanoim, about kapanam rabbi yeshi holds like this, that there's a din of pashta kedusha bekula, that if he's magdish, a regal of an oila, the whole behemoth becomes an oila. That's Tchilas Hegdish. That means I'm starting from scratch. Achilles Hegdish is the din of Poshta. So Rabbi Yossi made a Kal V'chaimer, so what about Tmura? Tmura is, I'm taking over the Hegdish. I have a Hegdish already. From this time, I'm taking over the... So if I say that the Hegdish should go over on an Eivor, it should zicha be a din of Poshta, Kedusha Bekula, and therefore he's Chaylik on the Tanakam. The Tanakama says that you can't make a Tmura on a neighbor. He says, why can't you make a Tmura on a neighbor? Just like when you magdish a neighbor, the whole behemoth becomes Kaddish. So if you make a Tmura on a neighbor, the whole behemoth should become a Tmura. Now, there's a Mardike Kash over here that Rabbi Chanan asks, and Zeb Besson is the same Kash in Kedushin. L'chayre, the limud of Rabbi Yossi is very difficult to understand. We'll see later, Rabbi Yossi has a posik by Hegdish of Poshta Kedusha Bekula. The posik says that Kola Sheyitem Memenu Lashem Yiyya Kodesh. So Rabbi Yossi learns from the posik Kola Sheyitem Mimenu. He didn't give the whole behemoth. Kol sheyitein mimenu lashem yiyya kodesh. The whole thing will become kodesh. So the concept of poshto kedusha bekulo, he learns that from this pasuk. No, fine, I have a pasuk. It's yitein mimenu. Yitein mimenu means it was magdish a regal of an oila. So it says in the pasuk yiyya kodesh. The whole thing will become kodesh, right? So there's such a concept. I'm magdish, I'm imenu, and the whole thing becomes kodesh, right? It's a din poshta. By tmure, we have a din, you can only make a tmure on a behemoth. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying? So if he made a tmure on a regal, it should also be a din poshta. You can't make a tmure on a regal. What's the zustal of tchilas hegdish to tmure? Tchilas Hegdish, I have a posik. Kol asheyitein mimenu. You can be magdish mimenu. You can be magdish mimenu, a regal. And then it says your magdish mimenu is yiyya kodesh. So it becomes kodesh completely. There's a concept of poshta kedusha bekula. So l'chayre, it works in two steps. You're magdish the regal, and from the regal, it's nispashit and tobeima. Fine, there's a din poshta. But by tmura, you can't start off with a regal. It says you can only make a tmura on a behemoth. So if it's not a behemoth, so the tmura wasn't chal. It would be chal on the regal. Look, we'll say, there should be a din poshta also. But you can't start. You have to make a tmura on a behemoth. This kasha Rabbi Chanan asks. So Rabbi Chanan says a teretz that we see from Rabbi Yossi that the din of Poshta Kedusha Bekula is not pshat, it works in two steps. That is not pshat. That pshat is a magdish, a regal, and then the Kedusha becomes nispashet Bekula. It doesn't work like that. The din of Poshta Kedusha Bekula is, it's considered I was magdish the whole behemoth. With this lashon of regal shezu oilo, I'm magdish the whole behemoth. That's the chiddush. It's called a maisa hegdish on the whole behemoth. That is the din of poshta. And he gives a marshal, Rabbi Chanan. The person says, "Areini nozer yom echad." So the din is a nozer shloishin. So he says, "Pshatas, he becomes a nozer yom echad, and then it's poshta." No, there's no such thing. That's a kabbalas nezirus an shloishim. A loshin, a nedav, a reini nozer, yom echad is a kabbalas nezirus an shloishim. A reini nozer min hayayin is a nozer min hakel. It's not that there's a nezirus an yayin, it's nispashet. This gufe is a loshen, its gufe is a loshen kabbalas naziris for shloishim, even though the words are only yemei. This also is a loshen kabbalas naziris of shloishim. So he says, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Posh the kedusha, that if it was, this loshen of regel shel zu oila is a loshen that is, this is a loshen of being magdish the whole behemoth. So memele, and that's how it works, not in two steps. So memele by tamur, it's also like that. So memele, if I say ragla shel zu tamur, this is a loshen of making the whole behemoth tamur. So memele, so therefore, yes, on the Tanakhama, so why did you say that is no tamura? Ein memir in et veivorim. When you're meimer on a neighbor, that kufa is a teiris losh and tamura on the whole behemoth. So it's called behemoth. That was Rabbi Yossi's task. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi lo memigdoshim, ha'im ha'ragla shuzu oilo kulo oilom. Is that kshayoymer? So just like he has to kash on them. Just like by hek. The raglo shuzu oila kula oila, akshe yoyma raglo shuzu tachazu, te kula tmura tachta. So Mamela, therefore he disagreed with them. You said that ain't tmura leiborim. So he said, no, it's not true. So the Gemara asks, that was Rabbi Yossi Zakasha. Leman koma hadilei. Who was he talking to? Rabbi Yossi asked the kasha that tmura should not be different than ragla shezuhay. Ilay melerab meya v'rab Yehuda, if we'll say that the Tana Kama is Rab Meya and Rab Yehuda, mi islu ha'isvore, do Rab Meya v'rab Yehuda hold that if a person says ragla shezu oila kulay oila, for sanya we learned in a baraisa, Yochel ha'oima raglo shel zu oilo teikula oilo, Talmud loima keil asher yitei mimenu l'ashem yiyah kodesh, mimenu kodesh, v'loi kulay kodesh. That, this is a Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see soon, that deilom shan this posik, the kola she yitei mimenu yiyah kodesh, the mimenu, the regal is kodesh. Mimenu kaidish, vleikulai kaidish. Yachel teitzei lechulin. So memele, if only the regal is kaidish, it should be yaitzei lechulin. Tamuloyme yiyeh bav yosei tehe. Yiyeh means that the mimenu should remain kaidish. You can't be makia the kedusha, you can't be paided. That regal is kaidish. Okay, sir. So what do? You have a behemoth that the regal is an oila. You can't be part of the regal. And only the regal is kodesh. Is timocher litzolchei oilis. So the bala behemoth sells it litzolchei oilis. He'll sell it to a person who wants to have an oila. We'll see in Rashi, he sells the kola behemoth chutz miregal. Shabai, the regal is an oila already. He can't sell that. But he sells the rest of the behemoth that's not an oila. V'dameh chulin, and the money that he gets from the kaine is chulin. Chutz midvei eiver shabo, the eiver he can't sell. The eiver is not his, and so that is the din. Divrei Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. Rameh Rabbi Yehuda hold that ragla shozu oilo, there's no concept of poshta kedusha bekul. Rabbi Yossi v'Rab Shimon oimrim, they disagree. Minayin loyma ragla shuzu oilo teikula oilo, tamud loyma yiye lerabe says kula. So memele, so the din of poshta kedusha bekula was only said according to Rab Shimon. According to Rameh Rab Yehuda, there's no such din of poshta kedusha bekula. So now, who is the Tanakhama? Rabbi Yossi is chaylik on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that you can't make a tamur on an eiver. So Rabbi Yossi said, why not? It's just like when you're magdish an eiver, it's a hekdish on the whole behemah, you're meimer on an eiver, you should be meimer on the whole behemah. Who's he talking to? He's talking to Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. You magdish an eiver, the hekdish is only chal on an eiver. So if you're meimer on an eiver, you need a behemah, so the tamur bechlal is not chal. Laman, ila Rameh v'Rabbi Yehuda, mi islei ha'isvore. Elalav l'Rav Shimon Tzar Kocho. Who is the one that holds that Poshta Kedusha Bekula? Rav Shimon Rav Yosi. So Rav Yosi asked Rav Shimon, according to you, that there is a din Poshta by Tchilas Hagdish, so there should be a din Poshta by Tmura also. So Arayat Rav Shimon Barashi. Rav Shimon Barashi wanted to say that really an Uber is called a behemoth. And the only reason why a tmur is not chal on an uber or from an uber, because this mission is going according to Rav Shimon, who holds that we're makish tmur to maisa behemet. And according to Rav Shimon, I have that by tmur is in the kol sheyavir. So therefore, an uber cannot become kodesh. So Rav Shimon Barashi said, I'll prove it to you that the tan of this mission is Rav Shimon, or else Rav Yosi would not have a kal v'chaymet to ask. So the Gemara says, "Loi Rabbi Yosi, time of the Namshe Kama." Rabbi Yosi is not speaking to the Tanakama. The Tanakama could very well be Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, and it could very well be that the Tam, it's not a Tmure because you need a Behemah, and an Uber is not called a Behemah. Rabbi Yosi is saying to himself that it can't be that an uber, that an eva, that it can't be that an eva, that an, you can't be meimer on an eva because, tmura shouldn't be worse than tchilas hekdesh. So melech no raita Rav Shimon Barashi. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, menot haim redoh ein mamirim Rav Shimon, he's going according to Rav Shimon. It's not the safer dido, the polig Rabbi Yosi alone. Rabbi Yosi is polig on the reisha, but oma memirin. Before his time, paloi b'mekdoshim, and why is the memirin on uberim? B'tchilas hekdesh, b'tchilas hekdesh. Shai meragle shuzu oilo, kul oilo. Shma mino, midekoma. So Rabbi Yosi is saying, paloi b'mekdoshim. So who's he speaking to? That by mekdoshim there's a din of poshta. So Rav Shimon Mahada, v'loi b'mikdoshim ata moide, v'yme ragla shol zu oilo, k'de l'kamon, u'b'zu ata cholik alai, so my melech b'mikdoshim, you hold is adin poshte, hu adin by tmur, v'is al kedaita, tanekame ein mamir, the tanekame that says you can't be meimer on an eiver a meiri, kishar sta mishne, v'yislu ha'isvore, so what is Rav Yosi tining to Rav Meir? By Mekdoshim, it's Poshta Kedusha Bekula Huodin by Tmura. Meislu Haisvore, but Mekdoshim the Kula Oilo, the name Ula Rabbi Yosi, Veloi by Mekdoshim, Atamoidim Livosanya. Yochel Tayoitzis Lechulim Bepidyoin, Sheyifto Oise Eva. I would think, this is according to the Meir Rabbi Yehuda, that he could be Poid of the Eva. So the Mo says, yeah, it remains Kaddish. What do you do? Timoche behema zule tzolche oilis, bidomeo chulin. That means the bala behema sells the rest of the behema for tzolche oilis, and the domim is chulin because he's selling the chelik of that chulin. Chut mi dmei oisei eva. He sells the whole behema besides dmei oisei eva. Mimenu layita la domim. Lefi she'ene shaloi. The regal is not his. The regal is an oil already. ובתמורה פורך, דגמור מסך את תמורה אס, וכמייסי אויסוי שקונו אוילה מחוסר הסייבה. The person who is bringing an oila, he was menadev a complete oila, he's bringing a oila minus an eva, that eva already, he wasn't magdish, it's kodesh from before. והוא היה מוכוי באוילה, he was מוכוי a complete oila. Okay, that's a sugi in תמורה. Yeah, the rabbi says kula. The avle lemichtev kolash iti mimenu l'ashem kodesh. Midachsiv yeah, ribuyo. Afilu loinosan l'ashem elo mimenu. Dainu miktosa yeah, kodesh kula. Elo la, tanakame, Rav Shimoni. The tanakame of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon. Bekim in the sham et lei ba'alme. And we, the sham lei ba'alme, the makish tmura la ma'isa. because you're makish tmura. That's really the time of Rav Shimon. Since you're makish tmura lemais, and that's why it can't be chalan ubrim, time of bonami mishamakeshu. So that's really the time of Rav Shimon, that he's not bothered with the slima, he has a hekish. So al kaponim, so you see this yesod, that the whole reason an uber can't become a tmura is not because it's not a behemoth, not because it's a hekesh, it's going to, this mishnah is going to Rav Shimon that holds your makish tmura lemaisa behemoth. And for a tmura needs something that's roi laver tachas hashovet lafuki ubrim and ebor. So the Gemara says, loy, Rabbi Yosi, time of the nafshe koma. Meho, from this raya, loy taima, you can't prove the tana kama Rav Shimoni. It's not mucha, tana kama's Rav Shimon. The loy lamei moloch, the rameyachi, the Rav Yehuda, they're not makish. V'tamayu b'ho mishum devorim v'ubrim la v'heime mikri. And the reason, because it's not called a behemah, we don't make such a drash, behemah or b'heime. But the kasher loch, heichi motzi Rabbi Yosi l'meimah l'rameya v'loi b'mekdosh, what is he asking on Rameya? Bab mishvum desvirelei the name v'loi b'mekdosh imata moideli. It doesn't mean that he's saying to Rameh, you should be moideh me. Elohi kamalei. Haloi b'mikdoshim yeideya ani I hold. The oimer aglish is a oila, kula oila. The navkele mi yekoidish. So memele, so I'm saying, according to me, hakshiyemer aglish is a tmure, te kula tmure. Pishtaker deheimer beheimer kula. He was maybe here, the Lashon of Rashi would seem like we mentioned from Abul Chonon, this taka atmura and the whole thing. The heimer behema kula. There was a tmura and the whole behema. The krina behema bivhema. Let us see Taisvis. Timoche letzolche oilis. So here we have a case, a person was according to the Ramei Rav Yehuda, the person was magdish haregel. So what do? So you sell the rest of the behemah to a person who needs a korban oila, and he's makribit for a korban oila. So Tosis has a problem. There's a gemara, behemah shel bei shutvim, a behemah of two shutvim, behigdish chetzio. So shutv aleph was magdish half of the behemah. Then, v'chozo lekocho, then he went and purchased the other half from his shutv, Behigdish chetzio, then he was magdish the other half. He was magdish both halves. The mrinim beperikama the kedushin. The kedusha ve'eina kreiva. It's kadosh. It has a kedushas oila. But you can't be makrevit. Why can't you be makrevit? The shiva dechuya meikore. That means there's a din dichui by kochim. And since betchilas ahegdish, when he was magdish half of the behemah, his half, it was not roi lakrove, so it was a kedusha dechuya. It's a kedusha that was nitche meyakrove. So a filu later, he purchases the second half, but it's nitche meyakrove. That's what the Gemara says. So for Tosfos, so if a person is magdish a regel of an oil, it's also not roi lakrove. And later, the other person, the one who needs the oil, buys it, and he's magdish the rest, and he brings it for an oila. Why isn't this called a kedusha dchuya? So Taisva says, the hosam lehave biyodi lakdisha kula mitchila. There he was not capable of being magdish the whole thing in the beginning. That means the case of behema shoshnei shutvim. So memele, so therefore it's called nitche meyakrova. This is a hegdish that was not royally correct. So that's called nitche. Avol hoche, according to Ramei Rav Yehuda, kshehigdish raglo, when he was magdish the regel, hoyeyoche lagdish akula, he was able to be magdish the whole thing. So the tchilas ha-hegdish, even though he wasn't magdish it, it was not called it's dochi me-akrobe, because it's royally akrobe. That means this regel, you can be magdish the regel, be magdish more. So Mamela, that's not called Dochi Meyakrova. So therefore, it's not called Dochi Meyakrova. So the new Bailim, who purchases the behemoth is will be able to be makrabit. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Amevakeres amekashalelit. You have a mevakeres, that means she didn't give birth yet. Amekashalelit. And there's difficulties in being meilit. So one of the ways to solve the problem is you cut the evorim. That'll make it easier to be, that they should be miyalit. Amavakeres amekashalelit. Mechatech eiver eiver. So every eiver that comes out, that's goyim de kishi lele, so you cut off the eiver. What do you do with the eiver, even though this is a mavakeres? But these avorim are not kodesh. Umashlich leklovim. And you throw it leklovim. Doesn't have kedushas b'chayr. It only gets kedushas b'chayr b'shas leide. So one regel comes out, one eiver comes out, one yad comes out. It's not a leide, so it's not, doesn't have kedushas b'chayr. So these eivorim do not have kedushas b'chayr, so you mashlich leklovim. Yotza ruboy. But what is if roiv of the Uber came out, and then, we'll see, then he cut it off. Areza yikover, so then it is, so it's a yolod already. When Reif came out, it became a yolod, and if it became a yolod, it has Kedushas Becher. So Mamela, so now he can't give this leklovim. Now it's also Bano, and it's Kedush, and he has to bury it. It's Minanigborim. One, number one. And number two, v'nifteres mina b'chayra. The second blood, which will be born from this mevakeres, is potter from, is not a petarechem, because the first blood was a petarechem, since roiv of the blood came out. Zot Rashi, a mevakeres ameka shelele, bepetarechem shelo. This is by the Petarechem, the Petarechem, the first blood that's Petarechem. Mutalachtech eva eva, shu yaitzei rishain rishain. When it's yaitzei rishain rishain, so, shu yaitzei rishain rishain, so you can cut it and throw it in the club, mashal the club, the whole kamad le nafik rubei le kodish. Yotze rubei ka'achas, v'chotroi. Mai said there's a problem, you're not allowed to cut it. He has kedushas b'chayr. I bring from Ramban that it died, and then he cut it. Kapon what this is, there's a nisav matlamun b'kotshim. Yotzeru b'ka achas v'chotroi, reize yekova, v'bi yitzias ha-roiv, chola kedusha olo. There the kedushas chal, the kerina bay, ashe yivolei. U'pturu min ha-b'chayr, shebo achav, eine b'chayr, b'en she yotzer rishin, even eivel, Ben Shiyotza Rav Ka'achas, the Sheini La Petarechemu, the Sheini is not a Petarech. Let us just see Toysvis, the Toysvis Yotza Ruboy, Areza Yikove. That, you have to bury it. So Toysvis, Apple gav this nan beperik of Psule Amukdoshin, the base Hilo Matirin, Libnais Oivet Kechovim Ala Bachet. Priscilla holds, if you shecht a bocher balmum, that is not nikrav, so you're allowed to eat it, Nagoy is also allowed to eat it. A bocher balmum that does not have, that is not nikrav, Nagoy is also allowed to eat it. So they said Akasha, yotza ruboy, and you cut it. It's dead, you cut it. Al kaponim, it doesn't have kedushas hakrovet. So why do you bury it? Give it to klovim, give it to agoy. Why can't you give it to agoy? Al chamoyde da osa limka loivet kechom. Here it's osa. Why? The megmina losam kerabakive. This did. That a bechir bal mum yelata sel tagoy. Shemin labakive beperik tvo yoyim da oma midbo lo manu shashaychet as a bechir venim zetraifom. Abakiva says of a person shechted a bechayr, not it was a balmum, it was a treifa. Sheyousu a kahanim ba'oirai. So it says over there that the kahanim are allowed to use the oil. Now, Abakiva said a heter on the oil, mashmid a basar osar bano. So you see, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva holds that a Bocher Bar Mum you're allowed to sell to a Goy, since it's not Nikrav. Vaf Al Pikein, a Bocher Atreife, you're not, the Bosser is also only the Eres Mutter. So, what's the gather? By the time, the Heiched is Shori Yisrael, a Bocher Bar Mum is Mutter to Yisrael, doesn't have Kedushas Korban, who the iskish l'tzvi v'ayor v'sharef eloi v'tkechob. But, if it's not mutter li Yisrael, like the case in Zvochim, that it's a treife, or in our case, it died, so even though it's not oimed l'akrobe, it still has kedushas b'choyer, and it needs kvurim.